only exceeded by Florida, UCSF, and UCSD. Now, if you look at actually students enrolled, admitted and enrolled in the programs, again, this is a little bit more recent data. We're just at the stage where we're getting new data now. So some of this data you'll see is from 2010, 2009 to 10, and 2010 to 11, so a couple different years, but I'm sure it's quite similar. But these are students enrolled, and you can see that UIC, our College of Pharmacy, has one of the largest student bodies of our peer group, only exceeded by the University of Florida and the South Carolina College of Pharmacy. The University of Florida actually has four distinct campuses, and South Carolina has two very large campuses. This is a slide that looks at our percentage of out-of-state PharmD students and plots it against, for a specific year, plots it against our peer group. And you can see that we're sort of towards the bottom end. But this data looks at our entire student body for all 4 years of the curriculum. And 2 years ago, we made some tweaks in the admission criteria and process. And so if you look at our more recent data, this would be out-of-state students coming in to the College of Pharmacy last fall, so academic year 11. And you can see that our percentages jumped pretty much. We're pretty much in the middle of the pack, about 25%. You'll also note some colleges of pharmacy, Maryland and Colorado, have nearly half of their classes come from out-of-state. The next couple of slides will look at our diversity. This is the percentage of enrolled PharmD students who are in the underrepresented minority group. And again, we're in the white. We started out being red, Paula, but couldn't see the red, so we changed it to white at the last moment. And our peer group is in the blue. And you can see that right now, we have a higher percentage of underrepresented pharmacy students. And you can also see that we've grown quite a bit since this time. And the reason is, again, we made some tweaks to our admission criterion process, and that had a relatively dramatic effect on being able to attract URM students. This looks at the percentage just for a specific year, the same category, and underrepresented minority pharmacy students. And if you look at this, it's a little bit more impressive, actually. We end up being the fourth in our peer group in terms of percentage of those students, only exceeded by University of Texas at Austin, which is logical, and the University of Florida and the University of Tennessee. These pie graphs look at our total diversity in terms of ethnic groups. And the left-hand pie is UIC. And then in this case, it's all U.S. colleges of pharmacy. And we did this because this includes all of the schools that are in historically black universities. And you can see we're maybe a little bit more diverse, particularly in the Asian category, than the mean of all U.S. pharmacy schools. If you look at, this slide's a little bit more concerning to me, because what it does is it plots our tuition over time against a couple groups. One is, this time we're still in the white, but we've plotted our regional schools of pharmacy, and you can see we're considerably below those, but the reason is that most of the colleges of pharmacy in our region are private, and so we're below their cost. But if you plot us against our peer group, you can see we're high. And it's just a simple fact. And it's a concern to me that our in-state tuition and fees tends to be on the high side of the large public universities that have colleges of pharmacy. And frankly, I think we've bumped up against the top of it. In terms of the sort of financial outcomes of our PharmD graduates, it's shown here, we have about... So last year, we're collecting new data now from our graduating class of 2012, but from last year, despite the economic downturn and also despite the sort of softening of the job market for pharmacists, we had 98% of our students get jobs within 3 months of graduation, so it's still pretty good. And this slide looks at the amount of money they made and the number of respondents,